Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, November 20th, 2020. Berlin's Senator of the Interior, Andreas Geisel, has defended the police actions regarding Wednesday's protests against the federal government's corona policy, stating that it was, quote, professional deployment of the police. Geisel remarked on InfoRadio that he regretted the deployment, but that it was necessary because there was a lot of aggression among the demonstrators, at least 90% of whom were not from Berlin. And he added, quote, despite all justified criticism, there is no freedom to endanger the health of other people, unquote. Geisel went on to explain a new kind of radicalization is present at these demos, and that the constitutional state has to be able to defend itself, and that is exactly what he believes the police deployment was. He said, although it's quite normal in a democracy to deal with the corona regulations, there were those on the far right involved who, quote, attacked the free democratic basic order with quite different goals than demonstrating against the corona measures. They exploit the concerns of the people, unquote. During the protests, 365 people were temporarily arrested, and the police cited violations of the Infection Protection Act as the reason. Geisel also emphasized that the, quote, infection protection rules were deliberately not observed. Around noon on Wednesday, the Berlin police declared the protest march to be over and called on participants to leave the place of assembly. As Berlin Briefing reported yesterday, when protesters did not disperse, water cannons were used on them. Geisel emphasized that he had wanted to avoid this and added, quote, the police had no other choice. He went on to explain that the officers did not direct the jet of water directly at the people because there were also children and seniors in the crowd. After all of this, Geisel still rejects a general ban on demonstrations. While he explained that it would certainly be an appropriate measure, it is also a sign of democracy to allow an exchange of opinions and dialogue, and said, quote, democracy lives from its diversity and from controversy. To restrict this would be a sign that would further strengthen the critics of democracy, unquote. A few weeks after the 2016 Breitscheidplatz Christmas market terrorist attack, an employee of the Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania Office for the Protection of the Constitution had provided an explosive tip. Anis Amri, who shot a truck driver in Berlin on December 19th of 2016 and then killed 11 other people with the truck at the Christmas market, is said to have had contacts with a criminal clan in Berlin. There is a suspicion that members of the clan may have helped him to obtain the murder weapon and to escape from Berlin. As reported by the Research Association of the ARD Hauptstadt Studio, the ARD political magazine Kontraste, and Zeit, the family is said to have financed the attack and drove Amri out of Berlin after the crime. After the attack, Amri fled via France to Italy, where he was then shot by the police. As the committee found out, at the time, superiors were not supposed to have passed on the information provided by the constitutional protector to the investigators. It was not until October of 2019, almost 3 years later, that one of the informant leaders wrote a letter to the investigating federal prosecutor's office explaining that he could not stand it any longer and uncovered the incident. In the meantime, the Federal Public Prosecutor General is dealing with the matter. In a corona outbreak with at least 15 deaths in a Lichtenberg nursing home, it's assumed that the staff infected the residents. This is according to a report of the pandemic staff. According to this report, the home had not sufficiently complied with the improvements that the district doctor had demanded at the beginning of October with regard to contacts and hygiene. A spokeswoman from the district emphasized that it is not yet proven that the staff at the home was the cause of the outbreak. The report goes on to detail that the Lichtenberg public health officer had been to the Korsana nursing home several times since the beginning of October. Among other things, he ordered swabs from the residents and staff, and quarantine was imposed on staff members who had direct contact with sick residents. The health office also informed the Berlin State Office for Occupational Safety, Health Protection, and Technical Safety about deficiencies and demanded a hygiene concept and manual from the operator. At the end of October, all residents and all personnel were tested, and on November 5th, the public health officer visited the home once again and ordered improvements in adherence to the hygiene plan. On November 13th, the nursing home reported 44 positive tests, and at the time, a total of 12 residents had died. The Korsana spokeswoman reaffirmed that consistent attention is being paid to ensuring that, quote, the strict hygiene measures are adhered to and that we monitor this closely. She added that Korsana had very high safety standards and good hygiene concepts, but in times of such a far-reaching pandemic, these could not prevent corona infection chains from reaching senior citizens' care facilities. Presently, 30 residents are infected in the nursing home, in addition to 17 infected employees. All are in quarantine. According to data from the Health Administration, as reported by RBB, around a third of those who have died in Berlin following corona infections were residents of old people's and nursing homes. District Mayor Monika Herrmann wants to take countermeasures to protect Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg's playgrounds from being overrun with garbage from partiers, drug users, and the homeless. As spokeswoman Sarah Luhmann explained, the district is planning to erect lockable fences around the playgrounds, and during the day, they are to remain accessible for residents. She stated, quote, children and their parents must be able to use the playgrounds on their doorstep without worries or restrictions. Per Morgan Post reporting, it is not likely that all 168 playgrounds in the district will be fenced in, and the focus will only be on those that are particularly affected. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.